You're recording the podcast.
What is this voice?
It's my new voice.
Is the whole podcast going to be in this voice?
Podcast voice. Welcome to the podcast.
No, please go back to the other one.
Okay. Hey, what's good?
Hey.
G'day, goblins.
I just filmed a video and Fiona was calling people who watch my video goblins.
Yeah.
And now you're doing it on the podcast?
Yeah. All right,
please
goblins.
Don't. Why goblins?
I'm just vibing it today. Just vibing it this morn.
It's a goblin day. It's just one of those
days. It honestly is a goblin day. You nailed it when you said. Yeah, no, really, it is.
I was 100% kidding.
I'm not. So.
Welcome back to the podcast.
That was pretty podcasty voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I am a professional.
Well, what's been hip hop happening this week, Riley?
You called me a grass type Pokemon.
I did that a long time ago.
I know, but I'm still not over
it. You're just saying because it's first on our non-existent list.
Stop. I'm just not over it. I think about it every day. How mm-hmm. my own girlfriend could think that I'm a grass type Pokemon.
You look like a grass type Pokemon.
How do I look like a grass type Pokemon?
Your face.
Exhibit A, your face.
Exhibit B, your energy.
I just feel like that TikTok sound where it's like, what am I going to be, a bug type Pokemon?
I would have bat.
Yeah, Travis. Go Caterpie. That's how I sound. Is that what I would do? Would I have...
Yeah.
I'd be like, go Oddish. Like,
what? Yeah.
No.
Yes.
I'm like... flying type? What? Do not laugh in my face.
Okay,
about
name
that.
Other types and I'll see what my genuine gut reaction is. I'm not gonna laugh if it's not laugh worthy.
I'm skeptical of this. Fairy? Why? Why is that? Why
you're
is that chuckle?
You know,
they're so soft and cute.
No.
No?
No.
I can't be a little Clefairy? A little Jigglypuff? What?
No. <Nah.
laughs> water. I could have Squirtle energy. A little...
It's the closest you've got.
A little Magikarp, maybe? Gyarados? No. Big and strong?
Water, I will allow into the mix.
I want to say fire, but I know you're gonna... Yeah, there we go. Fire Pokemon are so cute and warm. I could be Litten, a little fire cat.
Okay.
Who's like warm.
Sure. Okay, baby.
What is your impression of fire type Pokemon that is so incompatible with who I am?
Just isn't you.
I need an elaboration.
I don't really have one. I wish I did, but I don't. It's just your energy.
What type Pokemon do you think you are?
Fire.
Why are you fire and I'm not fire?
I think I'm fire or... What are the types? Tell me the types.
Fire, grass, water, electric.
I could be electric.
Poison.
No, not electric.
Steel,
I could be poison. Not steel.
Dragon. Psychic.
No. Psychic.
I'm definitely forgetting some.
I think I'm psychic.
Ground, rock.
I think I'm psychic or fairy.
Ice. Psychic or fairy?
Psychic, fairy, or fire.
Ooh. A psychic fire
or ice.
Pokemon. It's fun.
I could be either of those.
Ooh.
But you're just grass.
No. I want to be a fire electric. There's not a lot of fire electric Pokemon in the game, and I really want to be one.
Okay.
I don't understand all of the laughter, and I feel like I should be offended. But I'm like not entirely sure why.
I love you.
I need... Can you all tweet us what type Pokemon you think I would be?
And what one
because I
am.
I need some not grass type Pokemon energy.
Guys, you can tweet us grass though.
No.
Yes.
It's illegal.
In other news, I've been planning our wedding.
How's that going? I mean, it's like a million years away.
I know, but counter argument, I couldn't sleep until 6 a.m. the other night, and so I just started planning everything.
So what else were you going to do?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it's exciting. I'm excited. Want to get married?
Wedding planning sounds so stressful.
And you are so stressed out by it, and I'm so excited by it.
It is depicted in every movie and TV show as being like super stressful, and everyone's just so stressed, and I just don't
Yes,
see
but
the
they
point.
Don't have me involved where I'm like... Why?
Ah, yes, you. A bundle of no stress. That's exactly how you are known. As the chillest, least stressed person.
No, no, no. Firstly, the stressful weddings in movies are always because they're like, we're having this like fucking $15 million wedding. We're not. Surprise, surprise. Don't know how to break it to you.
We don't have $15 million.
I know. Well, we do, but we're just not spending it on the wedding. It's like a $10 million wedding. We're spending the other $5 million on our mansions.
Oh, that's good to know. I'm glad we have backup mansions.
But yeah, basically, I feel like a lot of the wedding stress that people have is because they're like such huge, expensive, elaborate events with so many moving parts. But because we don't have the budget for
it. I don't think this is, this is the point you're making. This will not be stressful. Because we are broke. You're saying it in a roundabout way, but I don't think that's how that works.
No, but also because I love planning shit. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people who are like, I want to plan my wedding, they don't want to plan other shit. They just like the idea of their wedding and they've dreamt of it since they were like 5 years old or whatever the hell. Yeah. Whereas, like, I like planning anything. If this was any other party, I'd be happy to plan it. But it just so happens that I get to put my planning and my scheming and my organization into our wedding, which is dope.
Oh, it's just, it's so much.
But
it's
so you haven't much. Had to do anything yet.
I know, but just thinking about it.
I've been watching endless episodes of Say Yes to the Dress to really pin down. I've got a Pinterest board going of my dresses.
I'm trying to like express how I feel about this. I feel like, so I relate a lot to Chidi and not being able to make decisions and wedding planning. Chidi from The Good Place.
That's a lot of decisions.
And wedding planning is just decision after decision after decision on like tiny things. And so imagine Chidi from The Good Place trying to make like a million decisions a day to like plan something. That's me right now.
Except it's not Chidi from The Good Place having to make decisions. It's Eleanor planning an entire wedding and just saying, by the way, Chidi, this is the wedding.
Oh, we are Eleanor and Chidi, aren't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
I saw someone post the other day. They were
but
like,
but with Tahini's event planning.
Your
I'm Eleanor's demeanor with Tahini's event planning. Tahani. Tahini, that's the sauce.
I was like, that doesn't sound right.
No, it didn't sound right. That's because it wasn't right.
Yeah.
I'm Eleanor with Tahani's event planning.
Yeah, I did see a thing the other day that was like everyone's two Good Place characters combined.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You're definitely Eleanor and Tahani.
Yeah, and you know who you are.
I think I do, but I'm wondering if I'm definitely Chidi.
Chidi.
But I think the other one is
you're Jason.
Jason. God damn it! Because I'm indecisive and like just in my own world is how I will describe Jason.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, you don't have to do that much. My favorite part of this so far, though, is saying to Riley, okay, what do you think of this? And then she's like, I don't know, what do you think? And I'm like, no, I really want you to have an input. And then I force her to have an input. And then I'm like, okay, thank you for your input. It's wrong, we're doing this.
Yeah. I don't know why you pretend to give me this illusion
I
of
want
choice.
I want you to be involved no, you're in the
like,
wedding.
So say there's four options. You're like, options A, B, C, or D.
Uh-huh.
And Fiona, in her head, is like, I've chosen A. A is what we are doing. And then she goes, Riley, would you like A, B, C, or D? And I go, I don't really mind. And she's like, no, you have to choose. And I'm like, okay, D. And she's like, and just does that noise and that face. And I'm like, okay, C. And she goes, And I'm like, just tell me which one you want. And she's like, we're doing A. And I'm like, okay, we're doing A. We could have started with that.
But it's like,
but if I had just been like, I want A, she'd be like, oh, that's a great choice. We're going to do that.
It's so that you get to make a choice.
No, I get to think I'm making a choice.
But if you just chose an A, the right choice, we wouldn't have.
But you could easily just make the decisions and I'd just be like, yep, that looks great.
But I can't have the trope of one person. I can't have the trope of like the highly femme one, like planning every detail of the wedding and being bloody bridezilla. And then you just like sitting there being like, all right.
Yeah. I'll help where I can, but in a lot of it, you have strong feelings about it, and I don't.
This is true. But yeah, so I do really want to make a video with Riley soon, though, because there are so many elements of, like, weddings and wedding planning that Riley does not know.
Weddings don't make any sense.
Yeah, because you were formed in an egg.
No, not because... Because weddings just make no sense. And I don't know why we need to pay attention to all these boring old-ass traditions. Why don't we also sell me off for a cow and six chickens? Like, we could do our own
it's
wedding
like,
thing.
Literally, I've started to make an Egerton stock. As you guys may know, I do have an Egerton.
I know you've told them about the Egerton stock.
I'm just, you know, there are people who are new. So we do have an Eggedon stock of Eggedons, which is just evidence for Riley being an egg. But I have started a wedding edition of this stock that is shared with Maddie, so that we can just keep track of what's happening. One of my personal favorites was you not understanding why we can't just have like 18 bridesmaids each.
I feel like it's arbitrary how many bridesmaids you can have.
It's not. What? We need to have a nice amount of number. We need to have them in matching clothes.
That all feels made up in the same way that it was made up before that you needed a bride and a groom.
I know,
we can have how many bridesmaids we want.
And I told her that we were going to have, I was like, yeah, part of it is like, they wear similar outfits, so they'll be in the wedding photo. And she's like, so why do we only get wedding photos with the bridesmaids? I'm like, Riley, we take other photos, but it's like, I don't know how to explain it to the egg.
I don't get it. It's just kind of a title and a dress, but we'll take photos with everyone. I don't understand.
So that's how this wedding planning is going. This is why I'm making all the decisions.
But when it does happen, it'll be really cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Woo!
Engaged.
We are engaged.
Engaged.
Engaged. We also have had a big boy discussion about our ethics.
About how you're a lying liar who lies.
And how you don't give a fuck about other people's feelings.
I am a truth teller who truths.
So essentially, and I propose this to Liam as well. Uh-huh.
That's great to know.
I'm letting you know other people have already been involved in this conversation.
Oh, good.
Just so you don't think this is the first time, just so you guys listening don't think you're special. they might think they're hearing it for the first time. And if it's the first person listening to the podcast.
I don't think we're the first people in the world to debate whether it's better to
ethics.
Lie or tell the truth.
We are the first people ever
Welcome
to debate
to
ethics.
Our version of The Good Place, where we just talk about philosophy.
Yes. So, essentially, I think it's better to... Not better, but I think it's acceptable to tell a little white lie if it'll make people feel better. And Riley...
I mean, I'm generally not on that side. Like, I think it is possible in certain situations that, like, a little white lie could be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But I think most of the time, I would err on the side of telling the person the truth even if it hurts them. Whereas
yeah, but
you would...
do that too much, I reckon. Like, for example, if... Riley, what's the thing? If you forgot our anniversary,
uh-huh.
right? I would be upset.
Yeah.
Firstly, which is why I set you a calendar reminder.
That's why I have like 18 calendar reminders
set
for myself.
But if you forgot and then I was like, you know, it's fine when it's not, then I don't know where this conversation is going. Basically, I'm imagining, I can't give real life examples, and that's the issue.
Mm.
So
can anyone know, let anyone know when we actually lie?
No.
We don't get any real lies?
I might say, I'm really upset that you've forgotten our anniversary, and it's like the morning of.
Mm-hmm.
This is an example.
Okay.
I would... rather, when I say, I think you've forgotten our anniversary, and it's 10 a.m. and you haven't mentioned it,
yeah.
I would rather you say, Fee, no, I haven't. I've, like, organized all this shit for the day. And then for you to rushedly organize a whole bunch of shit and for me to not know.
Really?
Yeah.
And then for the rest of our lives, I would know that I forgot this anniversary.
Yes.
But I secretly planned all this stuff during the day and you never knew.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't want to be upset that you've, like, forgotten our anniversary. That's so upsetting.
But I have. That's what happened.
Don't you want to
know that?
No.
You would rather this lie exist between us for the rest of our lives?
Yes.
Have you lied to me about things that I still don't know about?
I mean, probably.
This is concerning.
I mean, I probably have.
This is...
Whereas, like, if I woke up and I'd forgotten, like, your birthday,
yeah.
You would rather that I'm like... I'm so sorry I forgot your birthday. I'll make it up to you.
Yeah.
Nah. I will 100% lie
you
to you.
Do not lie to me. You would lie straight to my face and then go organize a birthday thing.
Yeah.
What?
Easy. Book something on Airbnb.
This is exactly what I mean by, like, we have completely opposing, like, ethical standards
yeah.
for this. Because, no. What? I just can't comprehend that. Because I don't know. I feel like I always want to know what's happening, even if it's... bad.
Yeah.
Like, I just want
to
know.
I mean, I feel like it's the anniversary one is a bad one because I don't think you could get away with lying to me about that. Like, I feel like you would try.
Now I'm trying to think, like, if I could.
Yeah. Like, I think it's a weird example because I feel like I would still pick up on the lie, and therefore the magic of, I don't want to catch you in the lie. I can't catch you in it. Because then it's worse.
If you did catch me in the lie, is it worse than if I just told you the truth in the first place?
Yeah, but that's why I'm just such a good liar.
No! That's so bad, because then, yeah, you lie to try and make it better, but you just make it worse. That's what I would end up doing, because I'm not a good liar.
Yeah. Anyway, that's our moral dilemma, but there are some where it's, like, more clear-cut, there are some where it's, like, way more gray, so...
Yeah, I think it like, highly depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Like, there are situations where, like, it's such a small
and especially
thing,
as well,
like,
for example, with, like, if I woke up and I'd forgotten your birthday, like... I know that you would not want me to lie to you about it, so I wouldn't actually lie.
Yeah. So you have your thing, like, adjusted depending on who the person is.
Yeah. And yeah. But for me, the general vibe is I want people to feel good. Like, and I'm not saying you want people to feel bad in the
same... I don't know. That's what it sounds like.
No, but, like, I will tell the little white lies. I will twist the truth. I'll do whatever the fuck I need to do to make sure that people aren't feeling bad and that people don't have a really negative impression. And that's genuinely not me being like, I don't want them to think that I'm making them feel bad. Like, it's not a self-centered thing.
Uh-huh.
It genuinely is. Like, I don't want these people to feel bad. And so I will make sure I can do things and say things that will make them feel better, even if it's not entirely the truth. And that doesn't always mean, like, sometimes it won't be a lie. And I'll just say, like, you've seen me, like, Riley hates it, but, like, I just compliment strangers on the street. If I think someone looks cute, I will tell them they look cute. If I love their jacket, I'll tell them I love their jacket.
But that's the truth.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean, though. Like, but I will go out of my way to make sure people feel good, whereas you'll go out of your way to make sure the truth is told and there's, like, authenticity.
Just, like, walking by strangers and I'm like, I hate your jacket. It is ugly.
So, yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's, like, just interesting.
I just want to note that I don't actually tell strangers that their jacket is ugly.
But it's interesting because, like, if you were raising a child and you said, always tell the truth and always try and make people feel good, like, no one would be like, that is unethical to tell them either of those things.
Yeah, but then the kid has to decide for themselves, like, which one they want to follow in certain situations.
Yeah,
because you can't always do both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I've chosen one round, and you've chosen another.
Yes.
And now we are diametrically opposed foes. That's right. We've been listening to Hamilton.
We have. What else has been going on, Riley? I'm no longer depressed.
That's
great.
That's great.
Cured my depression.
Just completely cured
it. It's so gone.
What did it? What's the magic cure?
TikTok.
TikTok. Okay. Everyone, just download TikTok and no more depression.
You're done.
There you go.
Yeah, basically I had like a week long like depresso sitch. But then I did make a TikTok to get out of it though, because I needed that like accountability. Because I was like lying there and I was like, you know, like, look, if you have depression, you know, sometimes you make a depression pit. So my depression pit was on the couch and I had my, like, there were cushions and laptop and a bowl of popcorn because all I ate for, like, 3 days was popcorn. And, like, it's just not a good vibe. And so I was like, I need to, like, get the fuck up. I need to shower. I need to eat a fruit. I need to, like, do all... I know the steps to take to make me feel better.
Yeah.
But it's, like, getting that energy to, like, take them is so much, like, energy. And I've been thinking about it for, like, 2 or 3 days where I'm like, I should just do these things and I will feel better. And then I can, like, mentally be on a better path to be like, okay, tomorrow we wake up and we actually do shit and we get on with our lives.
Yeah.
But, yeah, TikTok helped me to do that because I was like, fuck it, I'm going to film a TikTok. And then I just have to keep opening and filming a little section when I'm doing the good part.
Yeah, it motivated you. That's the
thing. And so then I got up and I was like, cool, let's get rid of the depression now. Had a shower, got some fruit.
Nice.
Watched a movie I liked. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've just been dragging your butt out every day. Going out to do stuff.
Yeah.
That's been helpful.
Yeah, it has been. I was like, literally was like, Riley, I don't know how I'm going to get to a cafe again. So I need you to just wake up and we both get ready and we go to a cafe. Because I think as well, like when we're in Phuket, Liam and I would always go to cafes every single day. And so I would wake up and I'd get ready and I'd go to a cafe with Liam. And that like routine was good. In the same way that like when I have a job, like in an office, it's like I get up, I go to that office job. But depression made me slip and then I wasn't forced to go do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
working from home is tough because you have to.
Yeah. That was the first time I've been like caught in that though. Like I have like, we've been over here for like 4 months now and it's like, I've usually been pretty good at just like getting up, going, keeping myself like that. But depression can throw a spanner in the works, but
that makes
we
sense.
Out of it. We go into cafes. We're getting our work done. You'll love to see it.
Good for you, boo.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
And another exciting thing that's happening is we are recording this podcast early.
Oh, yeah.
Why are we recording podcast early?
Because we're going on a trip.
We're
going to Central Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I remember the names of all the places. We're going to Da Nang and Hoi An.
I mean, we're flying into Da Nang. We're not really spending any time there.
We're flying into Da Nang. But
I organized the whole trip.
It's right next to Hoi An. And then we're getting a bus out to Phang Nga.
We're getting a train out to Phang Nga.
And then we're doing like some cave tours and stuff there. Yeah, I'm so excited to see some nature and shit.
And in Hoi An, essentially, if you don't know about Hoi An in central Vietnam, it is a beautiful little town and they have like a shit ton of lanterns.
Is it a little town or is it a large city?
It's not a large city.
Is it?
I don't think so.
All right, keep talking. I'm going to Google.
Or at least the old town area.
Fact checker at the ready.
But yeah, and they have like a lot of lanterns, and every full moon they have like a big lantern festival where they put loads of lanterns in the sky, and it's really beautiful. And y'all know I'm the founder of a moon count. Sorry, a co-founder. Is it a small town?
There's 150,000 people in Hoi An.
Yeah.
So yeah, not a large city. I apologize.
There you go. Yeah, as you guys know, I'm the co-founder of a moon cult, and I love the moon. And the biggest lantern festival for the full moon is the first one of the Lunar New Year, which it currently is. So we were going to go for Riley's birthday, and then I saw that a week before Riley's birthday was this
that big, there was a big lunar festival before but it's my
like,
birthday.
It is like such a once in a lifetime thing. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but it is really funny that you were like, oh, we're gonna plan this trip for your birthday. Oh, wait a second. There's a thing I wanna do a week before your birthday? Actually, we're doing that.
But it is like, okay.
I know.
How often are we going to be in Vietnam on the first full moon of the Lunar New Year and able to visit Hoi An for that?
Probably not very often.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. Like, I would rather go the week before my birthday and see the cool thing instead of, like, being in there on my birthday. But, like, it's just very funny with, like, us and who we are and who generally makes decisions. Then Fiona just makes the decision, and I'm like, yeah, all right, here we go.
But yeah, so, planned the trip to Hoi An.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, so we'll get to tell you all about it in the next podcast.
Yeah, but I'm super excited. We've got the lanterns, then we're going to a national park. I get to do like we're doing an overnight train, which I'm excited for, because I don't think I've seen you rough it.
Is it roughing it if we're just sleeping on a train?
I mean, like, but, like, I've never seen you in a hostel. I've never seen you do an overnight train.
Are we staying in a hostel?
We're not, but, like, I would love to see you in a hostel.
Why?
Yeah, see?
Do you want to go stay in a hostel?
I'm going to stay in a hostel if I do a solo trip.
Why are you saying hostel? I say hostel. And now you're making me have a different inflection. Hostel.
Yeah, hostel. Yeah,
hostel. Okay. I don't know. Do you want to rough it more? Like,
I mean, I'm down to rough it more, but you're not.
I've stayed in hostels before. Like,
I've
been on overnight buses.
Anyway.
Like, anyway. You're making me out to be real fragile and delicate.
You are.
I can tough it. I am tough. Stop!
Anyway, so yeah, we're doing an overnight train and we're gonna go see some caves. But yeah, we'll tell you guys about that when we get back.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a thing on Twitter about how people either think in words or don't think in words, and it has like fucked me up.
It's fucked.
And actually we're different on it.
Yes.
Yeah, which I'm glad because I needed someone to like explain the other way to
me.
So what I read was like basically some people have like an internal monologue of like words in whatever language they speak, like going on in their head. So it's like whatever you do, you're kind of thinking like, oh, I'm gonna walk over here, I'm gonna get this for breakfast, blah blah blah. You just like hear the words in your head.
Yeah.
Whereas other people hear like, I don't know, abstract
concepts. I don't hear anything.
And yeah, what?
I'm just like thinking concepts.
Yeah, so there's just like abstract stuff going on in your head.
Yeah.
I cannot understand that at all.
It's funny because I can easily understand what you're dealing with because that's more easily described.
Yeah.
Like describing that you just have an inner monologue that's constantly talking and saying, I'm going to go to the fridge now and I'm going to get this out.
Yeah.
The only time that I do that is, actually, I don't know if I do that, but I do when I'm anxious, I talk to myself more.
In your head?
Yeah, in my head to like get me through it. One of the weird things I do, I don't think I've ever talked about this online, but I don't think I've told you either, but I count to 8 over and over again.
Okay.
So like if I'm going into a situation where I'm feeling like really anxious, I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 1, 2, 3 and I just do that over and over as I walk through. So I'll be like walking there and I'll be like 1, 2, 3, 4 or I'll say, okay, Fiona, so we're just going to walk over here and we're going to grab the jug and we have picked up the jug now and we're just going to walk back. I'm going to sit down and see, look around. Everything's okay. You're good. And like, I will do that, but only when I'm feeling anxious. And it's a very conscious thing. I'm like, okay, because if I keep staying in my little concept brain, I can more easily spiral. Whereas thinking, saying my thoughts in my head helps me to like make them make more sense. And so I use it as like a tool when I'm anxious. But I would have like previously just been like, everyone should do that. Like if I was giving advice on anxiety, which I don't do often, obviously, but like if I was, that would probably be one of my tricks, is like, just say things out loud in your head. But then there'd be people out there, and I was not previously aware of this, who were just like, I do that all the time.
Yeah, they're like, that's
and I'm
just
still
me
fucking anxious. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
That's wild. So you'd kind of do both a little bit, like mainly the
concept 100% one? Mainly the concept one. Like, because I don't get that anxious that often. Like, in my entire existence, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, there's a good, that's like, weird. 0.3% of my life that I'm doing that, but that is an active coping mechanism for anxiety. And it's like it's like a grounding thing for me.
Yeah.
But my normal brain is just, like, concepts, vibes.
It's wild because I just can't, like, I can't envision in my head what that would be like, because if I try to think in anything that's not words, it's still words. Like, it's still, I'm like, I try to think of like a concept or an action happening and I like, there's still a dialogue. Like, I can't turn it off and just not think words.
Yeah.
It's so weird and I don't know why brains are so different and how
so
one person gets to one
if you're looking at
place.
Like a kite flying in the sky, what's your brain saying?
I don't know. It would just like observe things about it. I'd be like, oh, there's a kite going through the sky. Like, I don't know.
It's going to the left and it's going to the right.
It's going over to the left. I wonder who's holding it. Like, how's it like wiggling through the air? What's that cloud doing
like
behind
it? I'm just like watching it.
Wow.
Just living in the moment. Really,
you can just zone out and like not have a thought.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know. If I try and just like focus on nothing, eventually something starts talking. Like, I start thinking about, like, I don't know, the color of the wall or like the weird patterns on it or something else happening in my life.
If one side is more prone to anxiety, because I actively use the saying things out loud to stop the anxiety. So I wonder if concept lads are more prone to anxiety. And I also wonder if, I forgot on the second part of my sentence, what were you just talking about?
Zoning out and staring at walls. And
if meditation.
I was gonna say that actually.
Is easier for concept-driven people.
Yeah, I was thinking that because whenever I've tried to meditate, I just constantly hear words, and people are like, "Turn your brain off, don't think stuff." And I'm like, I can't. Like, it's just
but
always
I
talking.
But I still, I can still think about shit when I'm trying to meditate. Yeah. I also suck at meditating, but like, yeah, I wonder if it's easier because it's not like a monologue. It's like just a. A shploop of words
a
going around.
A shploop of words?
Yeah.
Some people think in words, some think in shploops.
Yeah. Anyway, interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I just found that fascinating because I really saw that tweet and I was like, oh, we all think in words, right? And then, nah.
Yeah. Another fascinating thing is, did you see the blog post going around, or the Reddit, sorry, entry going around about the child of a mummy blogger?
Yeah.
It's so interesting. Yeah. So if you guys haven't seen it, it's interesting because I saw it on Twitter with my friends who have long since thought it was a bad idea for children to be in vlogs. And then now it's making the rounds in like social media marketing groups that I'm in on Facebook. And I'm like, oh, look at that. Everyone's interested. Essentially, there's a kid who is being raised in a family vlogging situation where the parents are vlogging their lives all the time. And she's become old enough that she's like, I don't want to be involved in this anymore. Like, this is not what I want. And so she's ordered shirts that say no photos or I don't want to be filmed or whatever it is and just wears it all the time. And so
it's pretty smart. It's a smart like worker.
And so the mom can't film her when she's wearing it. And she's bought it for her little sister as well. But yeah, I think it's opened up a really big discussion, which I've had, I was going to say privately, but that makes it seem like it's been like a secret. But I've had with friends of mine a lot about like the ethics of filming children and filming them as they grow up and putting their photos online and all that sort of stuff.
Especially as like family vloggers, because they're making their living and like money off of just their kids existing and stuff. Yeah. And like filming their lives with them, which is so weird because it's like your kid then is always working.
Yeah.
Like as a part of being on camera for
and
it.
There's no
it's
like
how do child labor laws work there?
Exactly, you know? Though. Yeah. Like normally child labor laws are like you can work, you know, X amount of hours a week, especially for kids, like, you know, child actresses and kids in showbiz have very strict limitations on how many hours a week that they can be filming for.
Yeah.
But there isn't that limitation on family vloggers. And so it's just...
your parents can just be filming you all of the time.
They can literally like, be filming you 24/7 if they want to be. They can put cameras in your room for like a prank and shit. So like, it's just a lot. And I like, I'm... you know, very strongly opposed. I don't care if that's hashtag controversial or one of your favorite channels is a mommy vlogger.
Opposed? Oh, like opposed to just like family vlogging?
Yeah. I think that like, I think family vlogging can be done right. I think there is a way that you can do it where like you film once a week when you go on an adventure or like even three times a week when you're doing these fun things.
Yeah.
But it's those like, everyday moments that you think are like great to show because it shows that like your family's real and raw or whatever.
Yeah.
But kids growing up with that much of their life online.
Yeah, just
I don't
your
think
entire life online and your parents always focusing on
and
that.
Also, like, when they grow up, it's like when you're trying, like, if you're trying to get a boyfriend when you're 14 and they look you up and they can see you when you're like 12 and in your awkward stage and they can see you like literally shitting your pants as a 3-year-old and like it's.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and then when you're going for a job. And your parents are filming you throwing a tantrum when you're 10. Like, there's so much online that does not need to be public.
Yeah,
and
it's very weird.
Yeah, it's like, it's all well and good for you to be like, oh, like, they're just my kids. Like, I'm just filming our life. And I'm like, but it's not just your life. It is your kids' life as well.
Yeah.
And in the future, they might want to go for a job or start a relationship or move to a new school where people don't know who they are. And they do not have that option. And you directly have taken that away from them.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, when I think about, like, when we grew up, I have tons of photos of when I was a baby and young and stuff, but they didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
They just, like, sat in a
in
photo
family
album
albums,
or whatever.
Yeah.
But now it's, like, people have that same, like, urge to photograph their and video their children and stuff, but it's, like,
and
now
they're,
it's
and they're
public.
More able to as well. Like, before, like, when we were growing up, like, our parents had to, like, take limited photos and pay to get them developed. Like, it was a whole process, and you had to be, like...
Oh, God, we sound so old.
Yeah. But, yeah, now they can just take, like, a million and one photos every day.
Yeah, and post them all publicly.
And I don't think it's wrong to like post photos of your children at all. Like I don't think I'm not being like ban all photos and videos of children. I just think that especially if it's your main source of financial income, because then they can also hold that over you. Like if a kid doesn't want to get filmed, and that's what this one said in their entry.
Yeah.
But they were like, if they don't want to get filmed, then the parents can just be like, okay, well then you can't get an Xbox because of this. And that shouldn't be a thing. Your kids shouldn't have to, like, agree to be on camera to have...
Yeah, just kind of, like, make them perform 24/7 to, like, sustain you all.
And yeah.
It's, like, the child is working.
And also
to,
that
like...
pressure on them where, like, if they're like, well, if you don't, like, this is our job. Like, this is our source of income. So I'm like, cool. So you're telling an 11-year-old that they are responsible for putting food on the table.
Yeah, that's a little
which
much.
Which is, like... And that is, you know, that is a thing that a lot of families do go through. Like, there are a lot of people who are, you know... way more economically challenged and
economically
who, I know, challenged. I couldn't think of a way to say it, but do you mean like there are families, like there are people out there who are like, yeah, when I was 11, I was aware that we couldn't put food on the table and that I had to do certain things, put food on the table.
Yeah.
That's definitely a thing. But with these family vloggers, a lot of it is they're living in very, very nice homes.
Mm.
They have a lot of money to go around only because of this family vlogging. And so put that pressure on the kid in that situation when you are in a situation where you could make money other ways than pressuring your child, that's when it's fucked.
Yeah, it's very weird. And it's like, it's just, I feel like, there's two levels of it because there's when it's not really monetized and it's just public. I would feel so weird growing up and being like, oh, you can see all of me documented publicly on like my parents' Instagrams or whatever.
Yeah.
For like everything. Even if it wasn't monetized, I'd just be like, what, my whole life, like videos and photos of me since I was a baby.
I think
just, like,
as well,
though,
the monetization element brings more to it because... Obviously, it's not always the case, but a lot of the time, if it is monetized, they're posting more of their kid.
Yeah.
Because, like, if they're making money from their child, you're going to post more of that child, so you can make more money. That's what a lot of people would do, so...
Yeah, no, it's a lot worse with the monetization, especially because then, you can,
But
like...
even in general, just posting photos of your kid online, like, I can't remember who it was. It was, like, Vogue or one of those one of those magazines that has a YouTube channel, but they did a video about it recently. I don't know if you saw it.
No.
But it was like three kids confronting their parents about putting their photos online.
Whoa.
And it was really interesting because the parents all had quite different responses. One of them was literally like, if it didn't happen on Instagram, did it even happen at all? Like, I have to put it online. Like, I'm proud of you. You're my daughter. And she's like, but I don't want to be put online. Like, I don't want that online. Yeah. And then there's also like one kid who was like five being like, I didn't like that you put the photo of me in my dress online. And her mom's like, why not? She's like, because you didn't ask me. And then the mom, like, that mom was really understanding, was like, oh, so it's about the consent. Like, you're okay for me to put the photo online, but because I don't ask you, that's the issue.
Yeah.
And it's like, we shouldn't have a five-year-old teaching their parent about consent, but...
Yeah, but it's difficult to, like I get needing the kid's consent to put the photos online, but, like...
Are they equipped to give consent at that age? Yeah.
Yeah, like, well, do they even understand? Like, I wouldn't have understood as a kid, like, what it means to have all my photos online publicly for,
yeah,
like,
you
ever.
Wouldn't understand the gravity of it.
I don't think I don't even understand that when I started making YouTube videos, like, how permanent everything would be on the internet. Like, it's, kids are really smart, but, like, it's, that's a lot to, like, I don't know, the complexities of, like, having your whole life online, especially if you're, like, really popular, or your parents are really popular online, like, we don't even fully understand the, like, ramifications of being that online yet. Yeah. And I think, like, five-year-old kids definitely don't.
Yeah.
And that's a hard decision to, like, even if you're giving that to them that decision, like, do you want to be online or not? It's like, they probably don't fully understand what it means to be
to
completely
say yes.
online like
yeah.
that. Yeah. You know?
What would, okay, if we had kids right now,
well,
what
when,
would we do?
When we have fluffy children, AKA cats and
dogs. I mean, I feel like...
they will be so online.
Yeah. I was going to say, because I'm like, I don't think we can really relate because we don't have kids and our plans are primarily to get cats and dogs.
Imagine if our cat just comes up to us one day and is like, meow, please stop putting me online. Meow.
Oh, I would respect it so much. But yeah, so we're planning to have a lot of furry children. You know when there's like when middle school, they call their fur babies?
Yeah.
Ugh,
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say
oh
it.
Oh my God, you are not going to say that. That's what I'm...
Fur babies.
Oh, no.
Furry, furry children.
So, but if we had human children, what would you
Egg
think?
Children?
What do you think? This is one of my favorite games to play with Riley, by the way. It's just hypotheticals where she doesn't... She's like... This doesn't matter. I don't care. And I'm like, but it's a hypothetical and you're playing the game. And now you're on the podcast, so you have to play it.
I think just now I'm hyper aware of like privacy stuff online.
You're more private than I am now.
Yeah. I used to be very like online and then I did not like it. And now I'm a lot more private online.
Yeah.
And I think knowing that, I wouldn't want to put like anything about my kids online.
Would
like,
you put that, we had kids?
Yeah, 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 but I wouldn't, like, I...
I wouldn't be surprised if you said no.
I would post photos, like, I would send photos to our friends and stuff. Like, I wouldn't, like, not take photos of them.
If I was pregnant, the annoying thing is, I'm never going to get pregnant, so before anyone ever thinks that, like, worst nightmare. Literally my worst nightmare. But it's annoying because I would want to have a fully private pregnancy. But think about how much I would want to complain. Mm. I could not... go 9 months of all that fucking bullshit and not complain about it.
Yeah.
So that's the annoying thing.
You're privacy battling against your need to complain about everything.
Literally. Because I'm like, it'd be so... I think it's as well. It's just like, it's pulling a Kylie Jenner. You know, the fact that Kylie Jenner was pregnant and no one knew about it is so fucking dope. And so I would love to do that both for like the impact and also so that I don't have to deal with a single goddamn question from anyone online about anything. Like, I don't want someone seeing me drinking some tea and being like, that's bad for the baby. I'm like, shut up. I don't care.
God, yeah. People are judgmental about everything.
Yeah,
whether it's with babies or like even animals, they'd be like, you petted your dog the wrong way. And
yeah.
It is dog abuse.
So I wouldn't want to put it online because I don't want to deal with any of y'all shit. No, everyone listening to the podcast would be chill. But like the general
like,
internet.
If you have a large enough audience, you like automatically get some just shitty people. Like,
yeah.
Just
even if you don't though, like especially like on Twitter, like someone who has like 100 followers will get quote tweeted and then everyone's dogpiling on
it.
Oh
yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, so I wouldn't want to deal with anyone's shit, but also I would need to complain. So
yeah.
that's an issue. But yeah, if we had a kid, they're 3 years old.
Yeah.
What are we?
I think I would take photos and videos of them and stuff, but I would only share them with like close friends. Like
yeah.
I just wouldn't put
that's
anything publicly.
What Vince is for.
Yeah. I just wouldn't. Yeah. I don't know. Like
it's annoying because I would want to put photos online.
Yeah.
And especially when they're, baby, I'm like, all babies look the same.
I mean, I could get doing it every once in a while if you, like, I don't know, go to Disneyland and you have, like, a family photo with
I think,
them. Like,
I think that I would, because my Instagram feed as well is primarily just, like, me and then, like, my travels and sometimes you and sometimes friends. Like, it's not really about my life. It is more just about, like, hello, it's me, I'm Vane. Like,
yeah.
So I think that I would have, like, the kid every now and then. But I'd be in the photo as well. So, but like, would you be okay with putting the kid's face online? Because you get weird about that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, especially because I have somewhat of a following.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want, like, that kid didn't ask to have a following. Like,
yeah.
What if someone recognizes it when it's out at school or, like,
yeah.
Or when it's grown up enough to, like, go to the shops or whatever. Like, it didn't ask for that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I would feel weird doing that.
Yeah.
But, like,
I feel like I would probably spam it more under three, because you can't tell three under threes apart.
It's true. They're unrecognizable. They're all just tiny aliens.
And then I think that, like, after that, it would be, like, no more than, like, every 3 months.
Yeah.
So that, like, even if someone did recognize and they're like, well, I only have, like, three photos, like, you'd have, like, because they change so much as kids, so they'd be able to be like, they might see the kid out and then they'd be like, I have two photos to go off and that's not enough for me to confirm that this is that child.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very complicated and weird, and I think I would probably most of the time just err on not posting photos of them, but, like, I don't know.
But I also know that, like, I would want to have, like, them in, like, videos and stuff. Like, I'm more about, like, documenting my life. Like, I would want to have a video with my kid in it.
Mm.
But, yeah. So, yeah, it's a good thing that we're not even thinking about that for a very, very long time, and it's probably not even going to happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But we will get lots of cats and dogs and put so many photos online. I'm so excited.
But, yeah, no, there will be so many photos.
So many.
I'm so excited.
I'm a little worried that it's going to become a massive time suck of my day where I just sit on the couch and, like, take photos of them and post them online all day.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah.
We should monetize our pets, because then that's ideal. Then we don't have to do shit. Like, if I can just spend my whole day taking photos of my pets.
Let's just make a new like, joint YouTube channel where it's just videos of our cats and dogs.
I mean, once we get pets, your YouTube channel is going to become like Jenna Marbles, where she's just, like, training her dogs,
like,
to do shit.
Trying to get my dog to stand on two legs.
Yeah, that's literally going to be your channel, though.
I'm fine with that. I'm pretty okay.
Cute. What else has been going on in the world? We have Animal Crossing.
Oh, yeah, so
on the non-existent list, I realized that we did both write it down. Riley writes, Animal Crossing, you can only have one island per Switch, brackets, and new pretty AC Switch. And I said, Animal Crossing can suck my dick.
Very different energies for the new Animal Crossing news.
Yeah.
So, a lot of new Animal Crossing stuff has come out recently. Mm-hmm. The game officially launches next month, and I'm very excited. But so, one of the things is they launched an official Animal Crossing branded Switch that comes with a really cute dock. Because, like, some of the other, like, they did a Switch Lite for Pokemon Sword and Shield, which I really liked. It's, like, a light gray with, like, red and blue joysticks on each side. But it was pretty, like, chill. Just had little etchings of, like, the legendary dogs on the back and stuff. This one is, like, full-on Switch.
Full branded.
The dock is white and has, like, little drawings of, like, Tom Nook and stuff on a little island.
Mm-hmm.
Switch, the Joy-Cons itself are, like, a pale green and a pale blue.
I think it's because it's not black. Like, usually it's either black or it's a really, like, primary color that they're using.
Yeah,
it's
just
so nice light gray pastels. Like,
It's so light and pastel-y. The main, like, center part of the Switch is still black. But, yeah, like, the dock is light. The Joy-Cons are light. Even, like, they're light green and light blue on the front, but, like, white on the back. And they have white, those little things that slide on the side of the Joy-Cons are white. It's just so
it's light
and colorful. And
but with every good thing comes a really shitty thing. And that is that you can only have one Animal Crossing account on a Switch.
No, you can only have one island per Switch.
That's the same thing.
I mean, we have different accounts on the Switch.
Okay, fine.
Like, I have mine account, and you have your account. But normally, every other game on the Switch is, like, if I sign into it, it's all my stuff. If Fiona signs into it, it's all her stuff. But apparently,
as a quick side, we are quickly approaching 1,000 hours of Mario Kart on just my account, and I've played a lot on Riley's. Anyway, continue.
I cannot believe you've gotten close to 1,000 hours of Mario Kart.
I love it so much.
That's so much Mario Kart.
We should record a podcast while we play Mario Kart.
Why?
I just want to play Mario Kart.
That just sounds like it would be, if I was listening to it, it'd be so annoying because it'd just be us talking about stuff and then occasionally like, ah, I got Red Shelton.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down for it. Anyway, continue.
Tweet us if you want us to do a podcast while we play Mario Kart.
Oh my God, no. Nice. I read, on Nintendo's like official listing for it, they like noted some of the stuff that goes on with the game. And one of it is that you get one island per Switch. Even if you buy two copies of the game, like if I bought a copy of the game and Fiona bought a copy of the game, if we're on the same Switch, it's still only one island. So it's locked to like, you have to buy a whole new Switch if you want a second island. Because in this game, like your town or whatever is an island. So when we get the game, there'll be one island and we'll both have to live on it. And we can both do stuff and have our own games, but like we will have to coexist on the same island.
Which is dumb in general, but also I saw so many replies talking about siblings. I'm like,
yeah, you're just gonna have your sibling like terrorize your island. If I was sharing one with my
sister, it would like I would just be going in and destroying all her shit all the time.
Yeah, I know. I saw stuff about parents who are like, they want to have it, but then like their kid will just run around and like chop down all their trees and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
if you have more than one child, they are not going to get along with that. That is an awful idea.
I know. I don't understand it. I could like kind of understand one island per game because like they want each person to buy a different game.
Yeah,
but. One Switch?
Ask people to buy a whole new Switch. Like, ask people to buy a new game. This is, like, from a marketing perspective.
Well, it's got to be to buy more Switches, right?
But, like, essentially, as a gal who works in marketing, how much does the game cost? Like, 40 bucks?
Like, 60 US bucks.
Okay, so asking people to take a $60 jump to a thing that they would want, which is to have their own island, that makes sense. How much does a Switch cost? Like 300?
Yeah.
That is such a big jump. And then on top of that, you have to buy the game as well.
Yeah.
So you're asking people to spend basically $400.
Or they could buy a Switch Lite for 200.
Yeah. So they're trying to upsell a product here.
Yeah.
But they're upselling a $400 product, which is, that is the top of the range for their market. Because it's people buying Switches. The Switch is the most expensive thing. Yeah. So they're trying to upsell the most expensive item. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Trying to upsell the game, I would get. I'd be like, annoying. But like, we all know we're going to fucking do it. Mm. You know? And that's what you want to do with an upsell. In the same way that like trying to upsell like a combo meal at McDonald's is you buy, I just wanted to get the burger and the fries. And they're like, the Coke is literally only an extra 50 cents. And you're like, fuck it, I'll get the Coke as well. Mm. Because only an extra 50 cents. So people can have that kind of fuck it mentality. When it's an extra $400, ugh, it's so annoying.
But it's weird because it doesn't behave like any other games on the Switch.
Exactly.
Like Pokemon or Zelda or any of the Mario games, it's like each account is a wholly separate thing.
Yep.
Like why, it'd be so weird if we got Pokemon for the Switch and on my account I did a thing and then you log into your account and it's the same world. Like it's not, I don't understand. It'll be, like, confusing to people who haven't seen that and just, like, boot up the game. And they're like, why is there already stuff on this island? And it's because, like, their little brother went and, like, built stuff already.
It's so dumb.
It's very weird.
Yeah, true. That first moment in the game is going to be so...
Yeah, I don't understand how they're supposed to pull that off.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, like, because it sounds so bad. I'm curious to see, like, how it actually works in the game. To see, like, if it could be viable. But, like... I don't know. I just want to have some kind of hope because I want to play a fun.
I want to have hope that they're going to change their goddamn mind.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if it's too late for that or if they'll like do a DLC so you can have your own islands or something. Because even like I'd be happy to have an island that we share together if we could have like our own separate island off of that. You don't want to share an island with me at all?
Oh, if I need to have my own island.
If you had your own island, but then like we also had a joint island.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
We could like go check on both of them.
Yeah, know? Sure.
Take a little boat over. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be down for that, but not... Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah, I don't know how it'll work. We'll see.
Yeah. Anyway, time will tell. Also, Harry Styles and Lizzo performed together.
Oh, that was very cool.
I have nothing else to say on that, but... Oh, my heart.
It was magical.
And she did a little part where she, like, pretended to tickle him and he did a little hop-hop-hop. Yeah. Oh, my God. I love Harry Styles so much. I love Lizzo so much.
It's the team up I didn't know we were going to have, and now we need
it. Did you see her Instagram post for it? No, what was her Instagram post? So on her Instagram post, she shared a photo of the two. It was like a carousel. Mm. So there's a photo of the two of them, and yeah. You swipe, and there's a little video of their performance, and you swipe again, and it's a little white and a little chocolate brown Labrador puppies cuddling. And I was like, oh, shit.
That's so funny.
It was so cute. I was like, God damn it. So, oh my God. Love that. Yeah. Another great thing on the internet recently.
Ooh.
Did you see the... I know you did. I don't know why I said it in that tone. The Katie Hopkins video.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So, if you guys don't know, you have to watch the whole video. I'm not going to explain it all because I need you to watch it. Josh Peters is a British YouTuber and he essentially did an entire video flying Katie Hopkins to Prague to win an award for, what was it? It was something unifying the nation's trophy.
Sure.
Yeah, it was like a C word, unifying of the nation's trophy. And it was like, it spells cunt. And they've just got photos of her standing in front of a massive sign that just says cunt. And it is so good. And this whole thing is like so elaborate. Like they literally like email her from a fake organization. They full up set up a business and like register and everything. So it's so legit. And they fly to Prague and you're like, maybe that's mean. And then she gives like the most awful, like hate-fueled thank you speech, basically.
It was wild because she didn't have to say anything bad and she was like, let me be super racist and awful.
It was like, it was every possible thing she could have said. She said.
Not a good person.
Yeah. And so like, yeah, in his video, he's like, for a moment, like you might be thinking, this is a little bit far. This is a bit too much. It's a bit mean. And I was thinking the same thing. And then she gave her speech and you're like, wow. Yep. And like, I just, the idea of Josh Peters and I forget his little posh boyfriend, but his little posh boyfriend that does his videos with him sitting there and having to like pretend to laugh at all this awful shit. Cause, and they hired actors and everyone, like everyone's sitting there not being awful racists and just having to laugh at all her jokes. Cause like you got to sell it. Oh God. But please, please watch it. Just search Josh Peters, Katie Hopkins on YouTube. Or look at his Twitter.
Hasn't she been like fully banned from Twitter?
She now? Has been fully banned from Twitter.
Yeah, because that was like her whole thing. It was just being like super racist and transphobic and homophobic on Twitter.
Yeah.
And now she's banned. I'm like, yeah, bye.
Well, yeah. And when he announced the video, he's like, well, now that she's been banned, it's probably a good time to post this video uploading in 8 hours or whatever. And then he uploaded it and it's like, and she can't say shit about it. And it's hilarious and it's amazing. That's the so only funny. Downside to her not having Twitter is I would love to see her reaction to that video. Like, oh, so good. So good. So yeah, if you think it's mean, she's meaner. That's my only there input. We've also been watching a lot of Grace and Frankie.
I'm actually really glad you made us watch that.
Yes.
Because I didn't know a lot about it before. Yeah. And I was like kind of skeptical of it. But now that we're in it, I'm like really invested.
Yeah. The premise of Grace and Frankie is, well, you share as a newbie. Ooh,
okay. Yeah, it's just, it's four old people, mm-hmm. Two women and two men, who Grace and Frankie are the two women, and they're both in relationships with Saul and Robert, mm-hmm. who are the men, and then the pilot episode is the men sit them down for dinner, and they tell them that they're both gay for each other, and that they've been having an affair for the last 20 years,
yeah.
And they break up with them, and so Grace and Frankie go off and, like, live together in a house.
And they're, like, in their 70s, and yeah. Also, like, it's one of those classic, like, it works well on a sitcom, but, like, Frankie and Saul, who were in a couple before, they're more, like, hippie, arty type yeah. people, and Grace and Robert are, like, very, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, a very nice house, like, you know, yeah. that sort of
they're energy. All fancy and, like, proper and whatnot.
Yeah, and so seeing, like, the two wives, well, now ex-wives, who previously hated each other because they're such yeah. different people, having to be, like, bonding through this experience.
Yeah,
and,
it's
like,
cute seeing them become friends and stuff.
Wow, spoilers. And,
well, I think you can assume that they don't just go through the entire show.
Yeah, it's, like, four seasons of them hating each other.
Yeah. And you get to see, I was worried it was all going to be about Grace and Frankie, but it's also a lot about Robert and Saul, and we get to see their relationship and stuff, and they're so cute. Yeah.
It's just a really good show.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it in years. Like, I watched it when it first came out, and then...
Yeah, I want to keep this spoiler-free, but I might want to have a spoilery discussion of it later, because yeah. I have so many feels, because season 2, they really just ranched up the drama, like, yeah. so much. Season one was Riley's so chill, so and season mad. Two was like,
yeah. Riley's so mad because season one, like, she didn't have to deal with too much awkwardness, and then yeah. season two, she's like, ah!
Like, every episode, they're like, yep. here's a huge plate of awkwardness. Yep. Please have it all.
yeah.
But I am glad we got to start watching that.
Yeah, no, it's really good. There's also been a technological development.
There has?
A technological, yep.
What's the technological development?
The strangers can take a photo of you and just get all of your personal details.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on the Twitter.
Get men out of tech.
It's
remove bad. Them from tech.
We live in a dystopia, and it's becoming more dystopian.
They're literally, they've invented a thing, if you guys haven't seen this everywhere online, of women being like, nah, someone can take a photo of you and then have access to your, like, any information that's, like, program has on you, which could include, like, your Facebook or your address or your phone number.
No thanks.
No thank you.
Big no thank you.
Biggest no thank you I've ever had in my life. I will be walking around with a mask and sunglasses on. I will look like that meme. The meme is me.
Like you've been, like you've already been.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we've been wearing those like face masks, for like the pollution in Ho Chi Minh yeah. and stuff. And then Fiona has her sunglasses on it too, and it looks
my face
so
is.
Funny.
I think it's because my face is too small to host both of those objects. Like my face is not large enough to.
Yeah, like the mask takes over most of your face,
and then the sunglasses take up the other half, and then I'm just like a mask and sunglasses, and I can absolute meme.
It's
but,
so cute.
Yeah. yeah. Did you know? Can I just say
what?
Confession to the podcast? I multitasked. I've ordered myself coconut coffee and a bun mi.
What, while we were on the podcast?
Uh-huh.
And by multitasking, you mean you just ignored me when I was talking and did your thing.
Multitasking.
Well, I'm very happy for you. Enjoy
Thank
your
you.
Bon me and
I'm
coconut
really excited
coffee.
For it to arrive. I'm glad it didn't arrive as we were recording the podcast because would have been annoying if like you have to go down there while we're recording
I
the podcast.
I have to go down?
Yeah, you're wearing pants and I'm not.
You always use that as an excuse. You could put on pants at any time.
Nah. It's just really convenient that you're always wearing pants and I'm never wearing pants.
I'm just going to stop wearing pants now.
I know, but you know that I would just ask you to put pants on and get it and you would...
That's
my favorite,
so it's not an excuse.
So my favorite thing lately is when Riley, I will ask her to do a thing and then she will do the thing and after doing the thing say, just so you know, you can't just ask me to do the thing
but
and I'll
just
do
tell
it.
Me. You don't even ask. You just tell me.
Yeah, you're like, you can't just tell me. Like, if it's like, you know, putting my oats in the fridge. She's like, Fiona, you can't just tell me to put your oats in the fridge and I'll just do it. And I'm like, but you just did it.
Yeah, like, that doesn't mean you should keep doing it.
You keep saying it right after doing the thing that you tell
you
me
you have
I can't.
Too much power. You are drunk with power in this relationship.
But yeah, that is my favorite thing. So yeah, you saying that you wouldn't just go down and get it. I'd be like, would you want to hold the podcast by yourself?
You wouldn't hold the podcast by yourself?
I would. I wouldn't pause it. I would keep talking. People wouldn't even know you're gone. What, you collect my bun, me, and coconut coffee, and then we end
I'm
the podcast.
I'm glad I'm not significant to this podcast, so you can just keep talking about it for minutes while I go get other stuff.
Anyway.
All right, let's head out.
Let's wrap it up so that if my food does arrive, I can just go enjoy it.
And I can go get it for you. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thanks for listening.
If you have any questions, send them to us on Twitter or email us.
Yes.
Support us on Patreon.
Oh, also,
like
thank
this.
You so much for all of your rats last week.
Oh, they were great rats.
We loved
thank
your
you
rats.
For the rats.
Fantastic rats. 10 out of 10 rats.
Great rats. If you have more rats, continue sending them our way.
Very open to seeing them.
Check out our Patreon if you want to support us. Help
Please
us keep
do.
Doing this.
Yeah.
And yeah, thanks so much, everyone. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.